Mariner Books and Harper Audio present Chasing Beauty, The Life of Isabella Stewart Gardner, by Natalie Dykstra, read by Maggie Meg Reed. A note before we begin. Don't forget to download the accompanying enhancement PDF from your audiobook provider. It contains notes and a bibliography. For Mike Bundy. It was only a picture, but sighing deeply, he let his thoughts feed on it, and his face was wet with a stream of tears. Virgil, the Aeneid. Prologue. Notes on a Museum. At the turn of the 20th century, a large palace rose on the edge of Boston's Fenway, marshland that would soon become part of a series of city parks called the Emerald Necklace. The plain facade of the four-story gray brick building was skirted on its east side by a high wall. Few people had seen beyond the building's spare wooden doors. When the palace, known then as Fenway Court, opened as a museum in 1903, a surprise awaited the first visitors. Pink stucco walls, resembling the exterior walls of palaces lining Venice's Grand Canal and pierced with balconies and arched windows, enclosed a stunning courtyard garden. High above, a glass roof let light pour in. Paintings, tapestries, prints, porcelain, rare books, manuscripts, and fine furniture filled three stories of the surrounding spacious galleries. Classical marble figures stood tall in the courtyard amid palm trees and delphinium, and at its center was a second-century Roman mosaic floor fabricated during Hadrian's rule, featuring a snake-wreathed head of Medusa. Rubens and Holbein portraits, three Rembrandts, and a small Vermeer, the concert, hung on green silk-covered walls. Nearby galleries displayed Italian Renaissance paintings by Raphael and Botticelli, Fra Angelico and Titian. Intricate Chinese embroidery, animal figures made of jade, and a large Japanese screen could be found in another. Painted and stamped leather panels covered the walls of one room, decorated with a large 18th-century Venetian mirror, 10 walnut armchairs, an exhibit of precious old lace, and 4 small pastels by James Abbott McNeil Whistler. On a balcony railing overlooking the courtyard, a Japanese roof tile in the shape of a dove perched, keeping watch, while the sounds of the courtyard fountain filled the air. Visitors were then, as today, drawn in by the expanse and revelation of the courtyard and galleries, by the way one moves from outside to inside, as if experiencing the light and shadow of a Venetian day. No single artwork appears in isolation, but rather in assemblages or tableaux of historical, cultural, and personal import. Anne Hawley, the museum's emerita director, rightly calls Isabella Stewart Gardner an installation artist because of the way she put artwork and other objects together in unexpected combinations. Francine Prose has written that to step into the museum is to enter Isabella Land. Here, one of the most important art collections in America is displayed in a singular and dramatic way. A question posed in a popular journal near the time the museum opened is still relevant all these years later. What manner of woman is she who has built this unique temple of art? Isabella Stewart Gardner, widowed after almost 4 decades of marriage, was informally known as Mrs. Jack, a reference to her late husband, John Jack Lowell Gardner, Jr.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?